Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment. The Times Standard editorial a few weeks ago sided with Rex Bone in his dubious claim that the county's dairy industry would suffer fatally from a PR disaster that would surely occur should little Timmy get sick from drinking raw milk sold in Humboldt County. I think that concern is misplaced. The threat is really about small family dairies versus huge dairies better known as CAFOs, containment animal feeding operations. 1971, the Secretary of Agriculture, Earl Butz, sped up the process of destroying the family farm by telling farmers to get bigger, get out. 1970, there were 658,000 dairy farms in the United States. By 2006, that number had fallen to 75,000. And by 2012, it dropped to 58,000. And the plunge continues. Humboldt County, during that same time period, there are approximately 260 small dairy farms. Today, there are around 60. But in the same period, the number of mega farms with more than 2,000 cows doubled. Today, 2,000 cow dairies are small potatoes compared to industrial dairies of 30,000 plus cows. Even in the organic sector, mega dairies with 14,000 cows plus are gobbling up the market. A major rule for a dairy to receive organic certification is that the cows must be on pasture for a minimum of 120 days a year. Whether CAFO farms are actually organic is the real question. 14,000 cows would require hundreds of acres of grass pasture per day. Do you think that is possible? The current Secretary of Agriculture made the statement recently that the organic rules are unfair for large operators because it is tough for them to comply. With the blessings of the USDA, CAFOs continue to grow to the point that about half of the organic milk sold in the U.S. is coming from very large factory farms that are not living up to organic principles. Who takes the fall? The little guy, of course. There are only about 150 small, family-owned and operated organic dairies left in California, with approximately 60 of them in our county. Add in Del Norte, Sonoma, and Marin, and we have a big problem brewing on the North Coast, and doesn't have anything to do with legalizing the sale of raw milk here in Humboldt. By the way, it is already legal in those other counties. So, I'd like to ask Mr. Bone and the Times Standard if our dairies will weather the disaster coming our way with the constant undermining of the organic standards to satisfy the mega dairies. I'm for organic raw and organic pasteurized joining forces to fight the threat. But that's just me. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.